It's our UPL Ask the Expert series. In this episode, we're visiting with Dr. Carl Rosen. He's professor and department head of soil, water, and climate at the University of Minnesota. Well, in the United States, potatoes are a $4 billion industry, from fresh, frozen, chipped, and dehy. Potato growers work to ensure that they have adequate soil health to sustain the long-term production on their land. Let's start at the beginning, Carl. Talk about soil health and why it's a concern for potato growers.
Well, from a technical standpoint, soil health refers to the capacity of a soil to function as a living ecosystem. And this is to sustain plants and animals and humans and what we do. So in essence, the goal of good soil health is to maintain the living portion, which is then to enhance the organic matter as well as the beneficial microbial community within that soil. Some of the key principles of improving soil health are to reduce tillage, keep the soil covered, maximize the presence of living roots, and increase crop diversity. Now, some of the concerns that potato growers might have is that disturbing the soil is what happens during potato production. So enhancing soil health can be a challenge because of all that soil disturbance. This occurs during the planting process and the harvesting process, the hilling process. So there's quite a bit of soil disturbance. And then this leads to a lack of organic residue, also associated with fewer potato. There's just not a lot of potato vines at the end of the season. They all degrade, so there's not a lot of organic matter. Soil organic matter breaks down, and then you get pressure from soil-borne diseases, and these seem to be increasing over the years. So a focus for potato growers should be that we need to look at the rotation crops where we can minimize tillage and maybe try to keep that soil covered as much as possible during those rotation years.
You touched a little bit on it about the rotation. Is there a length that we need to be thinking about?
Well, the longer the better. Obviously, there's economics involved with that, but we found in our studies, we've been doing a 5-year study on soil health right now, and we find that a 3-year rotation is much better than a 2-year rotation. And if you can go to a 4-year rotation, that would certainly be better. So basically, the longer the rotation, the better. But 3 years, in my opinion, is probably a minimum.
Okay. What are some other things guys can do to learn about their soil health then?
Well, you can get your soil tested, for one. And, you know, there's lots of tests floating around right now, but don't forget about the conventional tests that we've developed for chemical properties. Those are soil tests that are well calibrated. So having the traditional soil test is important because that gives you a baseline. But there are new soil tests that are out there where we're trying to look at the soluble or active fractions of carbon and nitrogen in the soil, and this helps us understand nutrient cycling a little better. These tests aren't all that well calibrated, but if you get the tests, you can get a baseline and then perform different management practices, and then over time you can see if those say carbon or nitrogen fractions are improving over the years. We're also, when we look at soil health, we're looking at not just the chemical properties or the biological properties, but we're also looking at the physical properties. So things like aggregate stability, how well that soil holds together, the particles hold together, is another test that can be done. But again, you need to be looking at progress over time rather than an actual value.
Sure. Some of that technology's changed quite a bit over the last many years, I'm guessing. Are you still kind of looking for the same things?
No, as I mentioned, we're looking at some of these different tests, some of the more active fraction carbon and nitrogen tests. Those are some of the tests that we're focusing on now. We're also looking at some of the physical properties of soils, things like even a simple test like a penetrometer reading over time with different practices is something that could be implemented, and that's a test that doesn't really cost anything. You can do that yourself.
Sure. How does soil health then impact potato production?
Well, it can be quite significant, because the healthier your soil, the fewer diseases you're going to have. What we want to do is to try to use cover crops whenever possible. This can help increase organic matter over time. Try to reduce tillage during those rotation years, again, trying to build up some organic matter in your soil. If possible, add compost, manure, composted manure. Try and leave as much residue as possible. And then this in turn will help promote a healthy, what we would call a soil microbiome. This can help keep diseases down over time. You know, we use a lot of fumigation in potatoes, so perhaps we could, by enhancing soil health, we can perhaps reduce reliance on fumigation. I don't know if we'll ever be able to get rid of soil fumigation, but it is that's definitely a tool that we use. But by using soil health, we might be able to maybe enhance the effects of fumigation and things like that.
Well, if I'm unsure about the soil health, where can I go for more information?
Well, there's plenty of places. You can ask your extension specialist or crop consultant might have some information. But as I mentioned, we've been doing a 5-year study on soil health. We do have a website, and all you would have to look up is potato soil health and just combine that as one word, and you will find our website. And then there's a lot of information on that website. There's 13 fact sheets on soil health, particularly as related to potato production. And I think that you'd find a lot of good information there to move forward if your goal is enhancing soil health on your farm.
Anything else that you wanted to make sure that the potato growers know about that I didn't ask about?
Well, I think when you look at soil health, you have to look at it as a long-term process. Changing a management practice for 1 year probably isn't going to change things too much in your soil. It's something that you have to practice over many years and many rotations. And so you have to be patient. And I think that performing some of these practices that we talked about, trying to minimize soil disturbance, using cover crops, addition of organic amendments, things like that, over time, you'll see a difference. But don't expect anything overnight.
Our guest on this UPL Ask the Expert series, Dr. Carl Rosen, professor and department head of soil, water, and climate at the University of Minnesota.